guys, and welcome to episode 80 of Hashtag No Filter. I don't think, and I know I've said this before, but now we're 80 episodes in, and I can really say, looking back on all 80 episodes, I don't know if I've ever been this excited for an episode. I am just so excited for you to listen. So it is with the one and only Dumois. If you're like, who, what are you talking about? So I actually don't have her name, don't know her name. She's anonymous. It's kind of like Gossip Girl 2.0, but way better. It's an Instagram account at Dumois, D-E-U-X-M-O-I, and it has blown up recently. She shares information on celebrities and influencers, mostly celebrities, but also influencers, that information that she has sent and that, or information she finds from a reputable place. And it is the most fascinating Instagram account. It's completely anonymous. So many of you listened to it. So many of you follow it because we've DM'd, you and I have DM'd, a lot of you have DM'd saying this is the greatest thing to come out of quarantine. I always say it's the gift that keeps on giving. It is truly just the greatest thing. And I got to talk to the girl behind it. I'm pumped for you to hear it. So there's really not much more I can say to describe her because I don't have a lot of information because she's anonymous, but it was a really fun 45 minutes. We talked all about the account, so many things. We've actually already talked about doing a part two because we could not cover it all in 45 minutes. And there's certain specific questions that like we just couldn't get to and about specific people. And so, but it's still a really enjoyable episode. She's fascinating. The whole thing's fascinating. So here we go. Are you excited? Without further ado, here is episode 80 of Hashtag No Filter with at Dumois. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem.
Well, it's so weird because usually I, you know, say, you know, the name or whatever. And I just, it's so cool that you're anonymous. I feel like it's Gossip Girl. Does anyone ever tell you that?
Yeah, like people will tell me that in the DMs.
Yeah.
But that is not what I aspire to be at all.
Right.
So
right.
I guess it's a compliment.
Yeah. So tell us how, when, why did the Dumois account start?
Okay. So I've had the account since 2013. Mm-hmm. So it already had, I guess, before March, it already had about 45,000 followers.
Okay.
Myself and a friend started it in 2013 as sort of like a lifestyle fashion account. Mm-hmm. And it was in conjunction with a website that we really worked hard on creating content for. So we would interview like cool people in like New York and LA, like the Fat Jewish, mm-hmm. and like Jen Van Deer, and the creator of Stone Fox Bride. I don't know if you live in New York and mm-hmm. know these people, but
I used to live there. Yeah.
Yeah. So like people that, you know, were entrepreneurial or like well-known in New York and LA. So we would interview them and create content for the website. And then, you know, Instagram was a thing. So if you had a blog or website, you had to have an Instagram.
Right.
So we just started the Instagram that way. And when I stopped creating content with my friend, I just sort of posted whenever I wanted, whenever I was bored. And since we weren't creating content, I just posted things that I thought were interesting.
Right.
And obviously, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think celebrity gossip was interesting. So I would always post blind items or
right.
celebrity gossip to my stories. And during quarantine, one day I was like, wow, the celebrity gossip beat is going to be really boring now that everyone's in lockdown.
Yes.
So I was like, damn, I'm not going to have anything to post. And I was getting bored. So I just sort of threw it out there. I was like, why don't you guys just send me your stories? Like any run-ins with celebrities or any cool celebrity stories you have, like you send it in to me.
Right.
So this one brave soul, I actually forget who it was about. It might have been about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
He was the first person. And obviously, at the beginning of March, my account wasn't as interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So for this person just to do it off the bat, I was like, that's cool. So she started it with this story about Leo, and then it just freaking snowballed into like this out of control thing of everyone just sending me in these like crazy stories.
Oh my. So I knew you had a website and I knew you had something a while ago, but I didn't realize since 2013 you've had, and it's been called the same name the whole time?
Yeah. So wow. It's been called the same name because I didn't even bother changing it because it wasn't really like a thing. It was just something for me to do when I was bored. So it made sense. The name made sense when we started. Now it doesn't make as much sense.
No, but it works. Everyone's really just like it's a household name. It's literally a household name now.
Yeah. I don't really feel like changing it. So, I mean, it's like a made up French word that my friend made up because it applied to ourselves personally in a way that I can't really get into.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not even like a real word, but right. We were like, oh, it's chic. It's French.
Right. Like, no, it sounds it. At first I'm like, how the fuck do I pronounce this? And then I know I'm pronouncing it correctly because you told me. So when you had the 45,000 followers, like, you know, whenever that was back a while ago, how did that grow? Cause that's still considered a pretty big following. Was it because you were, you know, interviewing these celebrities and influencers?
Yeah. So yeah. It was because we were interviewing celebrities and we were also working with, you know, like B-list, I'm going to say celebrities. Right. I don't want to say like exactly who. I'm sure if you go back into my account, see. But we were working with these girls who had big Instagram accounts. So In the beginning when Instagram everyone was just kind of like not knowing what it was, people would tag you and repost you, no problem. Mm-hmm. Now it costs thousands of dollars to have somebody like Gigi Hadid to shout you out.
Right, exactly. So I feel like you are, I mean, I only started following you like, I don't know, not even a month ago. My friend told me about you. And now, of course, it's been like, I keep saying it's like the gift that keeps on giving, like the greatest thing in quarantine. Yeah. But when I started following you, I mean, I feel like you've grown by like 20,000 followers in the past 2 weeks.
No, so I think, okay, so I stopped working March 18th. Mm-hmm. So I guess like that week is when I started posting all these stories. And then between then and now, it's grown 30,000.
Oh my God. That's wild, right? I guess you don't have to answer this. Are you making money from this account?
No. So I'm not making any money, which kind of like is a good thing because I really don't have anything to gain or lose. So that's kind of why, like, somebody DM'd me the other day and they're like, you're so aggressive, like the way you tell people like how to, you know, watch your stories. And I'm like, because I don't owe anyone anything.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't give a shit. I was going to say just like kind of it's like there's nothing, I have nothing to lose and nothing to gain. So that's kind of why I think that's kind of why. There's like no fear behind it.
Right. So you don't even plan to, at least not right now, to make this like a job, like a full-time job. Although I'm sure the time you spend on it feels like a full-time job.
Yeah, I definitely spend a lot of time on it. No, I definitely do not plan to make this a full-time job. I don't know what's going to happen. You know, like it could stop any day.
Right. So do you get, you just mentioned someone about a DM you got. Do you get a lot of hate? Like, is it constant or really not that much?
No, it's really not that much. But I just pop off about it because I feel like I made the account wasn't always private. So I made it private. So obviously somebody told you to follow.
Yep.
They sent you, you know, they forwarded you a story, they told you about it, you know what it is. So don't request to follow and then, you know, try to step to me in the DMs. Like, that's not cool.
No. And so then will you block them or you don't care?
No, I don't block because I'm not like, I don't care.
You don't
care.
You
know what I mean? Like, I won't block, but I'll call you out. I'll put you on blast. If you have if you're going to take the time, I'm not hurting anyone. Like, people will argue like, oh, you know, you're hurting these celebrities. But it's like, give me a fucking break.
Give me a fucking break.
I don't even know if like, you know, half of these stories are true.
Right.
Which is a whole nother topic.
Right, which I want to ask you about in a second. Yeah. But so are you private because of the nature of the account? Like, you just, it can't be a free for all. Like, you just can't have it public?
Well, I just want, so there's two parts to it. There's like the stories that people will write in, and then I get a lot of my information that isn't DMs from Crazy Days and Nights, which right. I don't know if you knew about this website.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Crazy Days and Nights is like the old school, like OG blind website. Like it's been up and running for over 10 years. And this guy who runs it calls himself ENT, which stands for Entertainment Lawyer. And he is like the king of blind. So obviously I like read his website a lot. I would repost his blinds. And so part of what I was doing in the beginning when the stories weren't flowing in as furiously as they are now is I was listening to his podcast, which you have to subscribe to.
Oh.
And then I was sort of like bullet pointing all the information I was getting from his podcast into my stories.
Got it. Okay. So in that case, you had to keep it private. Time.
And I was like, I'm not doing this like for the world to just let, you know what I mean? I wanted to do it for people that really wanted the info.
Right.
Private because, yeah, I want people to, you know, understand what it is before they request to follow.
Right. So, but do you accept everyone?
I started not to.
Oh.
But in the beginning I was.
So is there a reason you wouldn't accept someone? Like if you just, you know, it's like an influencer maybe that has been talked about or?
No. If somebody has a blue check, obviously I'll look at their profile. Mm-hmm. And if they're like a lawyer or, you know, if they work for a publication, an entertainment publication, I'll think twice, but right. usually I'll accept.
Right.
But I have not accepted a couple lawyers because I got nervous.
Yeah. Well, and you've mentioned like when in terms of the hate, not that you get a lot of hate, but you've mentioned and you've said this several times, even the past few weeks I've been following you, like take it with a grain of salt. If you don't like when I post, like unfollow me, like you don't give a shit. Like, right.
Right.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you like where you get your information and you just talked about that. So you can't necessarily fact check every fucking thing that comes in, but people can choose to, you know, believe it or not or whatever, right? It doesn't really matter.
I mean, there's no way I can fact check. No. There's just not time. And I'm not, you know, specifically following one story that I could like fact check all the facts on. It's so many different people.
Right.
But I do have conversations with people that you guys don't see because I'll white it out or I won't include it. And they usually are pretty forthcoming with where they work or how they know this story. Yeah. And to me, like if it makes sense, then it's true.
Right. So, and when you white out, so if someone everything is anonymous, even if someone doesn't say to keep it anonymous, right?
Yeah. I just think it's better that way. Yeah. Like most people say anonymous. I had one person message me last night and say, it was a nice story. It's a nice story. And they were like, you don't have to keep it anonymous, but
you still
I kind of feel like it's better to just anyway.
Yeah, no, I agree. So when you white out stuff, it's typically just locations, names, right? Like because I know some of them, it's like very
white. I white out names of bars, restaurants and hotels. Mm-hmm. And I white out locations just in case for whatever reason, a celebrity might happen to see the story. Like it would be harder to place if it, you know,
right.
their remembrance of it will be harder to place.
Correct. Correct. I see what you're saying.
If that information is whited out. So it's really to protect the person who's telling me the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though they don't ask me to do that, I just do it as like an extra precaution.
No. Yeah, absolutely. So what sometimes you don't share names and sometimes you do. Like I know there was, I guess I won't say the names out here, but like a very popular blogger influencer in New York that's in the Hamptons now. You've said her name and then you haven't. Is there a reason sometimes you call out names and sometimes you don't?
Yeah. So in the beginning, I was just like balls to the wall. Like I don't get I wasn't even thinking about what I was doing. I was just I was just writing the names. And then as the following got bigger, I was like, you know, maybe I should start making these a little harder to figure out just to, again, protect the person who's telling me. As far as like New York influencers and reality stars, I feel like they're the easiest group to find out that this information exists on Instagram. So that's why I started making those specific stories, blind items. If that makes sense.
Right. That totally makes sense. Cause, and you'll even say like a guest witch, you know, East Coast housewife, like you'll, you know, a lot of, if you people follow those people, they'll know who it is, but that, so that's why though.
Right. So it basically also started because there was a particular, I don't know if you saw it. There was this particular story that made some pretty outrageous claims about a housewife. Mm-hmm. The housewife reached out to me, was totally nice. Like, not like, I mean, the claims were outrageous, and based on who this person was, their relation to this housewife, I kind of believe the story, but again, I do not have proof to back it up.
Right. Exactly.
So the housewife reached out to me, was totally nice. Like, it wasn't, you know, like an argument or anything, but since then, that really, that moment, I was like, I don't need like freaking Ramona Singer in, like, messaging me. You know what I mean?
Right. And I was going to ask you, do you get a lot of messages from celebrities, influencers that have, or no, like that have been mentioned on your account or not at all?
Not really. Yeah. Like one housewife, and one influencer, and that's where we get.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Not too bad. So how have you like remained to stay? I mean, is, I guess you're planning, obviously you need to stay anonymous with this, but how do you like, does it ever, does anyone know who you are? I mean, I know your friends do, but like, do people know who you are at all? Is there any way like, or you're just like, it's anonymous. It doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah, like my friends and people that I've worked with definitely do.
Yeah.
But besides that, no.
Do you
I
ever
just don't really feel like there's a need?
No,
and
totally.
It's not really about me.
Right.
I'm not an influencer.
Right. Right. You're a,
so it doesn't even like it doesn't matter who I am. I
so
like.
Do you don't have plans then to like come out in some big way? Like you don't really care.
No.
No. You're like, not at all. So what advice would you give to someone who wants to start an anonymous account? Because obviously there are, you know, there's several anonymous accounts out there, you know, in different ways. What, like just fucking start?
I mean, it's not easy. So in the beginning when it was like a legit website and account, me and my partner were still anonymous. Mm. And we met with a couple managers. No face or name to put to promoting these products.
Right, exactly. So that's, it's wild. Like it's so cool. It's funny because I mean, I have a much smaller account compared to you, but I'm not anonymous. And so it's just, I can't even fathom that. Like being, that's, it's so wild. So how many hours a day do you spend on the account, would you say?
I would say maybe like, probably like 7.
A day?
Yeah.
Right, because you're not working right now.
No, I'm working.
Oh, you are working. Oh my God. 7. Wow. Like, are your DM, like, do you have hundreds of DMs every day?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So can you say what is one of the, like, your favorite pieces you've ever shared or like favorite? I think, is it Blake Lively? You love her, right? I feel like you love, so or you hate her.
I love the show Gossip Girl. Yeah. So I'm like obsessed with anything Blake Lively, but she hasn't really done anything so outrageous. I would say some of the craziest stuff I haven't shared, to be honest.
Oh.
Because, yeah, people tell me things and then ask me not to share them, which is the hardest thing.
It's like, you're not talking about Blake Lively in particular. You're saying, like, in general.
In general. People will message me stories or information and ask me not to share it.
Oh, wait. So you can't share any of that here as, like, exclusive content?
I mean, I could tell you like who it's about, but I can't really like share what it is. And then also like a couple things I've chose not to share because I feel like the claims are so wild that I almost feel bad for the person that I'm talking about.
Wow. So it's stuff that like it's serious stuff or you do not feel comfortable sharing it.
It's
like
serious. Let's just put it this way. It's serious content.
Okay. Got it. Because I mean, some of the stuff I've seen on like Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm like, hi, didn't know that about you. And the headphones, a little weird every time I'm listening to headphones now.
Right. So, I mean, I've also had somebody message me and like, I know Leo and I've never heard these stories. So it also be like an urban legend. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
At the same time, like I got so many DMs about that, people either hearing about it or having a friend who was like a model who he did it to.
It's so funny. I had someone, because I had so many fucking questions that people sent in for you. And one of them was like, oh, I just wish I slept with a celebrity so I had some gossip to center. Like, I don't think you just have to have sleep with a celebrity.
No. I mean, okay. So recently, like yesterday and today, I've got like two stories of people who slept with celebrities. Yeah. And they're, the people who sent me the stories are actually cool. I've been like asking questions and they've been answering.
Oh.
So I mean, I do like those stories because I feel like if the person's open to talk about it, it's definitely like a different perspective that you've never seen before in a magazine or anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, my favorite stories are like I saw Kendall Jenner and she like ordered a bagel. You know, like I like that like mundane shit.
You like that. Right.
You know, like the stories about like, you know, being like sleeping around or like doing drugs. Like, yeah, obviously, like they all sleep around. They all do drugs. Like none of that is surprising.
Right. Right.
I throw it out there because I do think it is surprising to some people. You know, I say this all the time. Not everybody knows the same information as you. Mm-hmm. So something that might be surprising to you, not surprising to you, might be surprising to somebody else. So that's why I kind of just share everything.
Right. No, that makes sense. Oh my God. It's so are you friends with any of the, you don't mention names of course, but are you friends with any of these influencers or celebrities in real life or like any celebrity encounters where you're like, oh, I know things about you?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely had a lot of celebrity encounters and people will write me in about certain celebrities.
Yeah.
And I won't post it because I personally like might know the real story.
Oh,
and I know
okay.
what they're saying is just gossip.
Got it. So if you know someone or your personal connection, you're probably not going to post their story.
I mean, I'm not like friends with any of them, but
right.
like there's definitely stuff I know and not about a lot. I'm saying like
yeah.
a handful of them.
Right.
To
right.
be true or not true.
Right. I see. So what in terms of actually, I have a question about this. So there's one, I'm not going to say names on here, but everyone can figure it out. There's one, like a dietitian in the New York area or the East Coast area. That's, I feel like, I mean, again, I've only followed you for a few weeks, but I feel like there's an influx of information on certain things right now, certain influencers, this one dietitian, I feel like has been, you know, just like, there's a lot, like, have you noticed that? Or am I just because
yeah,
I'm new to
so
your
basically how the Instagram stories work is one person will write in about somebody and then I'll get a million stories
oh,
about that person.
Okay.
So with
right.
the dietitian, okay, which by the way, so
right.
I knew all about it, her,
oh.
and I knew all about what she did. I did not know any of this background story at all.
But you knew of her.
I knew of her and I knew of her brand.
That's it though.
That is it. I had never heard one iota of the shit that came flooding in about her. Like I was honestly in shock,
wow.
to be honest.
Wow.
And then I started feeling bad because the stories these girls would write in, like, it's kind of like heartbreaking. Like, you know, this diet gave me an eating disorder and I had,
right.
you know, I had a go to the hospital, I had like stomach pains and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Jesus, like this is serious stuff.
So then
so,
you started feeling like, fuck, like this is, damn.
Well, I know she found out about it because she addressed it on her Instagram Live.
Oh.
Somebody told me.
Aye. Is that, does
but
that make you,
time, like,
do you care? Or?
Don't be a fucking asshole and nobody will have
Well, it's so funny you say that because someone asked me, I was doing an Instagram Live with someone and we were talking about influencers and it's like, just don't be a fucking asshole and people won't talk about you, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's always going to be like those one or two stories or there's always going to be like those stories like Andy Cohen is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Like it fucking blows my mind. Like sometimes I'm like, I can't with Andy Cohen anymore
right.
because it's like, he's nice. He's not nice. He's nice. He's not nice. And it's like, okay, well, he's human.
Right.
That's what he's human.
He's human. Well, that it's just, it's crazy. But I mean, and it's also like, if you're an influencer, a celebrity, whatever the fuck you are, even a dietitian who has a big following, you're putting yourself out there. There's a responsibility that comes with it. So if you're going to be a dick or something, if you're going to tell someone that like, I can't even repeat some of the things that are so disgusting that I've heard about that person, then I mean, that's on you, right?
Well, yeah, I just feel like where there's smoke, there's fire. So with the particular person you're talking about, mm-hmm. I maybe got one, and I'm talking about out of close to maybe 100 stories, one nice thing that was sent in to me.
Wow.
And I'm not exaggerating. Like, because there was a point, I don't know if you were following at this point, I forget, maybe somebody like wrote in and gave me shit. Like, everything's so negative, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, so, okay, guys, here's your chance.
Right.
Send in something nice about dietitian and send in something nice about influencer. Like this particular influencer who I also get an influx of shitty stories about.
Right.
Here's your chance. I'll post whatever you send me. Like, I want to be fair, but there was nobody sent anything in, especially for the dietitian.
Right. That's what's wild. Oh my God. That's so crazy. I mean, it's like, cause you do post nice stuff. If the celebrities are nice, you say like good day, bad day, good day, bad day.
Right. I mean, those are like the ones that I think, so the good day, bad day, I feel like those are the people that are like human. Like, yeah, you have a good day. Yeah. You have a bad day. But then when you get the stories, when a majority of the stories are like, this person's not nice or this person's, you know, cold, then you have to start to believe that maybe that's how that person really is.
Correct. Exactly. So
it's more like, I feel like it's become like more of a study of like human nature.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Than like celebrity gossip. And it's like, you really just, it's like a ride. And I feel like everyone's like in it together. If you follow along all day, every day, like you'll see like the narrative of each person I talk about sort of change.
Right.
And to me, like, that's the most interesting part. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Oh my God. It's so interesting. I lay in bed at night and I just scroll. I just go through your shit. Like, and all of your stuff's mostly in stories. I mean, I know you have some feed stuff, but it's really mostly stories, right?
Yes. So it's all stories. I really don't really post in my feed because I feel like stories definitely get more views.
Totally, totally, totally. Yeah.
So I just post everything to stories. It's gone in 24 hours. Like, you snooze, you lose. Like, everyone's asking me to post stuff to highlights. I'm not posting stuff to highlights anymore.
No. Yeah. You gotta, I mean, I love what you're doing. So what are your thoughts on, cause you've tagged her and I don't know if you guys are friends or whatever, but Influencer's Truth or Influencer Truth, that account, do you get information from her? Like, do you guys, or it's just, you've randomly tagged her?
I tag her. I don't know who she is. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why she started that account.
Oh, okay.
She just only talks about influencers.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I'm assuming, I know nothing about her and nothing about how she works, but so I get a lot of my information because people just send it to me. So I'm assuming she gets most of her in. I don't think she's on her phone scouring Instagram, like trying to catch influencers. I think people send her in info and she will post it and like sort of investigate it a little bit.
And then give her opinion. Yeah, yeah, totally. What are your thoughts in general on influencers? Like, what do you have to say about, I mean, maybe, I'm not saying anyone in particular, but in general, any?
I mean, I think that it's the total like industry of being an influencer has totally got out of control. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the popular ones who are, you call them influencers, but if you really see how they started, it was with fashion.
Mm-hmm.
They really have no background in fashion. Like, maybe they had one or two jobs out of college.
Mm-hmm.
But to be an influencer to me is to sort of be an expert and to share your expertise in doing so, influencing the mass, you know, the masses to buy or believe whatever you're trying to sell. So how can you do that when you don't even have like a true background?
No, it's such a good way to put it. So what have you seen these, or maybe, no, you wouldn't have put, maybe you've posted about it, but have you seen on Instagram, like obviously these Loop giveaways, but like the ones that giving away the Peloton, the car, have you seen all this?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? Cause I fucking going crazy over it. Like, it's so bad.
I think it's like such a scam, and Instagram needs to shut it down. That's what I mean about it getting out of control.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just like start an account because you're pretty and have nice hair. And like, to be honest, like I would be embarrassed to be called an influencer.
Right. And well, that's the term is so, I would never, like, I can't with what's going on. And it's like you said, it's gotten out of hand and it's just becoming like people are cheating the system. And then you have people that are working hard and like, I struggle every day, like gain a few followers, lose a few followers. It's so fucking annoying. And it's like, do I do a fucking giveaway? No, I'd rather not have followers. I mean, it's gross.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do you don't want to do a giveaway. I mean, I think little giveaways here or there, like, is a nice reward for the people that follow you. But these cash giveaways or these loop giveaways, it's like, it's so ridiculous. And I just, I want to like meet the girls who fall for this shit.
Me too. Like, and then like slap them silly. Like, what are you doing?
Well, just sort of like sit them down and like stroke them and stroke their hair and be like, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Well, and I did actually, I had someone on my podcast as artist and people love her shit. So like we did a giveaway, but that made, and I'm not like tooting my own horn, but I thought that made sense. But to do a loop giveaway where you have to follow all these people to win a car, like what?
Yeah, I mean, I followed Influencer's Truth, and you know, she sort of like really exposed, like it's kind of like very legal to do that. Mm-hmm. So,
nope.
I think when she posts stuff like that, it's like really good and eye opening. I wish she had more followers. To be honest,
me too. But I do feel like she's growing pretty quickly because I feel like she's over 10,000, and the other day she was like under like nothing. Like I feel like she has been growing.
Yeah, she definitely has been. Yeah. And I mean, we talk on DM, but like. Honestly, like sometimes she'll post something and I'll be like, is this like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I can't even believe the shit, you know, that people do.
Oh, no, it's not believable because it's so out of control. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Would you ever consider starting a podcast or like doing it? I know you had a website, but like doing that again or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'll see like how big the account gets.
Yeah.
And if it gets to a certain point, then possibly, yes, I would somehow figure out how to do a podcast. I mean, right now, like I said, because the information expires in 24 hours, mm-hmm. and I know everyone doesn't get to see everything. I have so much information, mm-hmm. and I don't know what to do with it.
Right. And a podcast could be good for that or tricky because then it lives on forever.
Right. So maybe like a website or a podcast. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
It's all like definitely up in the air right now. I mean, it's just me doing it, and it's a lot of work. Yeah. So,
are you? Someone actually asked this question. Are you hiring? Like, no. Do you need help? Like, do you want? Because I bet you'd have a lot of resumes.
No, I'm not hiring. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is how the people that follow me feel, but like, I feel like that the relationships that I'm making in the DMs with these people is the reason why this account is so successful. Mm-hmm. And I can't really imagine anyone else doing that.
Yep. Yeah, totally. I mean, maybe if you had a blog or a website, like that's another story. Like someone could help you run that.
But I feel like I'm the one who like really has to, and plus I'm like such a control freak. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Yeah. I can't delegate. Like I can't delegate any of my shit. It'd be great if I could.
Yeah.
So not
hiring, but thanks for asking.
Right. Like you're flattered, but what's your, what would you say is like your favorite part about running the account? Like do you get stressed by it at all? Or
yes.
Like,
oh my God. Yeah. Every fucking second. It's like so stressful. It's not, honestly, I get so many nice messages. Like I know you asked me about the haters and like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just like a perfectionist, but I really only have got like less than 10 messages of hate.
Wow. People want this shit. They want this information.
Yeah. So, and I've gotten like less than 10 messages of hate and maybe like thousands of like little notes of like,
wow,
this is so great. I love this account. But like, to be honest, I know this is going to sound so corny and so cheesy. One or two messages stick out. One was from a nurse.
Oh.
He said that she would go into work and read all the stories out loud to her coworkers.
Oh.
And another was a message from somebody who has corona and has had it really bad for the past couple months, I guess. They can't like shake it.
Shit.
And she said that reading these stories was like a highlight for her.
I mean, that's like incredible.
Yeah. So like messages like that, like not to be like corny, are the reason why I continue doing it.
Right.
Because I feel like everyone's going, you know, like I don't know if anyone realizes but I'm going through the same shit as everybody
else.
Of
course. Yeah.
So it's a distraction for me. And it definitely like sometimes helps get through the days. Sometimes it makes the days worse, but you know, all in all, it like it definitely has been a distraction for me. So,
yeah,
you know, I forget was.
But I love that. I mean, the fact that like a nerd, I mean, that's pretty amazing. Like then it's like, it makes it all worth it. And again, I think it's so cool because you're not, I mean, look, you might make money one day from it, but you're not looking to make money. You're not making money from this. You're just doing it because you enjoy doing it. It happened to catch on and it's obviously making people happy. So
well, yeah, it's making people happy. And like, you know, there's also like another side of it. I think it's, you know, the influencer stuff, I think it's important to share with the community that everything is not always as it looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's life isn't always as perfect.
Yep.
This influencer is not always as skinny as she looks.
Right.
You know, a couple girls DM'd me that like this particular influencer was like giving them like body dysmorphia.
Oh, I saw that when you posted that. I was, are you like, what?
I was like, I'm so sad.
Yeah.
That you feel this way. So like the influencer stuff, I feel like, is more to bring awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the celebrity part of it is like, yeah, like to bring awareness of what your favorite celebrity is like. But at the end of the day, like them doing coke or them having a threesome, it's not like hurting you.
No, right. Exactly.
So that's more like entertainment, but the influencer stuff I feel like is more awareness.
Oh yeah. No, I think it's, you're like, you're doing the Lord's work. Is that what they say? I'm Jewish, but I think they say that.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have to ask about the specific thing. I don't think you know anything about it. So I'm fully obsessed with Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy. I'm just obsessed with them. I'm trying to like, I've pitched him 100 times. Do you have any juice on, I mean, I know I've been following the Caller Daddy stuff. Are you even in tune with all that or no?
No, I'm not in tune with it at all. I don't have any inside information aside from what I posted, which is basically the stuff that's in the newspapers anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, I had someone, and I don't even know what the girls' names are, like Alex and...
And Sophia.
Oh, and Sophia.
And I never even liked their podcast. I just love Barstool, so I've been really, like, into it.
I mean, I like Dave Portnoy, and I've received a lot of stories about him, and I've also received some visual.
Oh, like the one where he's doing the Jeff Bagwell? Like, did you hear that one? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Is it, like, for over 18 eyes?
Oh yeah, I mean it's super public. It was like a sex tape that was leaked or something.
Yeah,
Okay.
So I've received things like that on Dave Portnoy.
Mm. So nothing. I'm fascinated with them. Actually, if you started a podcast, by the way, that would be Barstool Sports. Like that would eat. They would eat that shit up. By the way.
Well, hit me up.
I was just gonna say I'll help you make that happen.
He said.
Say that again?
He just put on his Instagram stories that they're hiring.
Oh, yeah. No, I've already emailed. I was on that like the second it happened because I've been trying to do that. And then finally I saw that post and I'm like, oh, my. I mean, there are thousands of girls that are doing it, I'm sure. But whatever. We'll see.
I mean, you know what? Nothing's impossible.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So I always end this. Well, I guess you could still, if you can't answer any of these, it's fine. But I always end this with like a rapid fire, super quick, fast question. So I think you could answer these. Okay. So if you could have drinks with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Britney Spears.
Mm, yes. I love how you use her like image for a lot of the shit on your account.
I love her.
She's the best. I love it. If there was a movie made about your life, who would play you? Would it be Britney Spears?
Blake Lively.
Oh, duh. God, please. Yes. Who is your, well, maybe it's weird to say celebrity crush because you write about celebrities, but if you were in a relationship, like who would your hall pass be? It doesn't have to be a celebrity.
Oh, Joshua Jackson.
Oh my God. Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I love him. He's so hot.
He's good. If there was an airplane outside your house or apartment right now, where would you have it take you?
Hawaii.
Yes. And what three things, not people or pets, what three things would you bring?
Alcohol.
Yep.
My phone.
Mm-hmm.
And sunblock.
Oh, I love it. What motto or quote do you try to, I know it's kind of cheesy, but what motto or quote do you try to live by daily?
It's not like one, I don't know if it's one that I made up. But I literally say to myself every day, I forgot it. I've had a couple sips of wine.
Oh, I've had like two glasses already. Good.
When you've got nothing, you've got nothing to lose.
Oh my God, I love that. That's perfect for what you're doing right now.
Well, yeah, and somebody was like, that's so depressing. Like, what do you, like somebody I know was like, right. What do you mean you have nothing? That's like, that's not true. But I mean, I guess
in that way, yeah. But I didn't mean it like that when I said that's so true for you, but like in the sense where, why the fuck not?
Right.
And who would you say, you don't have to pick just one, but who's your favorite person or account to follow on Instagram?
Oh God, they're so boring. I don't mean to like toot my own horn, but like when I was off of Instagram for a couple days, I was, you know, obviously on like looking and I was like, these accounts are fucking boring. Like I don't,
right.
You know what I mean? Like I don't care about.
So are you like not that into Instagram aside from your account?
No, I'm so into it. Oh. But I feel like I don't care like what kind of moisturizer or like using like to me that's like so boring now.
Right. Right.
I like jaded myself.
Yeah.
I fucked myself.
You totally now, like, right.
I raised my own bar for like Instagram.
But viewing. You did that for like everyone though, because now I think you're like one of, if not the, that I follow the most exciting accounts. Like I don't care about the influencer who I do like. There's certain influencers I like. I don't, like you said, I don't give a shit about their moisturizer, but I want to know what Dumois doing.
Right. I mean, I do like Dave Portnoy. I do check out his Instagram all the time because he's entertaining.
Yep.
So I guess like for me, like in doing this, I am more now looking for entertainment.
Yes.
Than, you know,
what to buy,
influencing and right. All that. So, you know, I'll check out the New York Post.
Yeah.
Just Jared, Us Weekly. Mm-hmm. I check those every day.
Yeah.
Just to see like what soft news they're trying to churn out.
Totally. Yeah, no. That. Do you think it, or do you not agree with me? Do you think Dave Portnoy is the hottest thing ever? Is it like not your style?
Like his looks wise?
Everything, like everything, every fucking thing about him.
I did.
Yeah.
Like when I first started watching like his unboxings and stuff.
Right. Right.
Then somebody sent me like some old videos and old pictures of him, and he's definitely had a glow up.
Yes, right? He was super ugly.
I didn't know that because I haven't been following that long.
Oh.
I didn't realize, like, the glow up is real.
The glow up is major, like big time.
Yeah. And then, as I said, like, I saw some, let's say, like, X-rated materials.
Yep.
And so between that and the glow up, it sort of like changed my view of him. So no, I do not think he's the hottest thing ever.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, a lot of people don't think he's hot. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's fine.
Oh, I did. Let me say, I'm prefacing all this by saying I did.
Yeah.
And then I threw his name out there and got all this information back about him.
Right.
So it kind of like
changed it. Makes sense. Totally makes sense.
That's what I thought.
Love it. Okay. So before I was going to usually ask like, oh, where can people follow you? Everyone knows at Dumois, DEUXMOI. I'm saying it correctly, right?
You are saying it correctly, girl.
Okay. So thank you so much for doing this.
Of course.
And there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed recording it. Cannot wait for part two. Please stay tuned. If you're not following her, do yourself a favor and follow her, especially during the corona, because she's doing the Lord's work. That's what I told her, as you heard on the episode. Anyway, you can always follow me at By Julie Lauren. Thank you so much for listening. If you have not subscribed to Hashtag No Filter, please be sure to do so. Anywhere you find a podcast, you can subscribe. Please leave ratings and reviews on iTunes. It helps me so much. And I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.